Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2013. Now it's time for OAUG Radio. And here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton. Another perfect day in San Francisco, California. The America's Cup kicking off shortly. You excited about this?
Well, I am excited. Do we not know yet? So they haven't had this final race yet?
No, I think at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Well, but it is. We are in full swing. Day 3 here at Oracle Open World 2013. And we have just had some very exciting and informative conversations. This is going to be no exception. We have with us from Resources Global Professionals, Mr. Alan Coudre. How you doing, man?
Great. Very nice to meet you guys.
So what brings you here? What are you trying to accomplish here at the show?
Well, I'm here for learning. I want to see what's going on with the new product releases and such. My main focus is around the Hyperion tools. And I'm also out here to meet as many people as possible, make some connections and such. Great place to do it.
Isn't there a lot of new stuff happening with Hyperion? What's
there, going on? There is, yeah. There's a lot of great stuff going. There's revamping of the product, moving into the cloud, tighter integration, mobility around the products. They're really moving forward with the product at a pretty good pace, I might add.
Now, why do you think that some companies have been slow to embrace Hyperion?
I don't know if they've got any excuse not to embrace it. I mean, it's full functional. It delivers exactly what the clients need and expect out of it. Without many hassles, I can't imagine why a client wouldn't want to implement such a product.
But sometimes they're kind of stuck on Excel spreadsheets. You find that?
Yes, what's that about?
They are, yes. You know what? It's warm and fuzzy. They know what they're getting out of it, and it's tough to break them away. But once they get into the Hyperion products and really see what it can do for them and how it can explode those Excel spreadsheets, they really become a lover of the Hyperion products.
So you've been here all week, and you're going to stay through the balance of the show?
Yeah. I am, and I'm going to stay here through the weekend and enjoy some of the sights in the area.
Uh-huh. All right, so tell us a little bit about your organization, the Sweet Spot. Who are you working with the most? Describe your client, if you would, kind of your client profile.
Okay. Well, we are we're a mid-sized consulting firm. We were formerly of Deloitte about 20 years ago. We were spun off in the late 90s.
Oh, okay.
So our heritage is mostly in the accounting and finance area. However, that area for us is, you know, stagnant as far as growth is concerned. And the real sweet spot for us is in IM. About 2 years ago, we formalized a new practice area, business performance management, which we focus on tools like Hyperion, implementing those and such. We've come up with a different model. We're doing full end-to-end implementations in that space, working with methodologies and such. As far as our client base, we're all over the place. We've got a strong New York office, probably the strongest in the company. So we're very strong in the financial services area. Since New Jersey's in the backyard, every pharma in the world is located right in New Jersey. But we're really not locked into any particular business industry. We've got 80 offices throughout the world, 40 stateside, 20 over in Asia Pac, another 20 over in Europe. So depending on what part of the world or what part of the country you're in, you know, our specialties might morph a little bit.
So what's your favorite part about the business? What do you like the best?
Getting out and meeting people. You know, getting away from behind the consultant desk and really right. Interacting with business people on a regular basis.
And having that initial conversation, you enjoy that?
I do. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Now, when you're having that first conversation, what's the pain point that your prospective client typically brings up?
Probably time to close and efficiency in the close process. You know, how do we do this better than we're doing it right now? You know, our close process, for example, may be taking, 10 days or something. We need to streamline this a little bit. We're not getting the data through quick enough or accurately enough.
And you guys can speed that up?
Absolutely. Utilizing the Hyperion tools, absolutely, without an issue.
So how does the sales and marketing work for an outfit like yours? You've been around. You have this fantastic pedigree heritage, right, coming through the Deloitte system. But still, you have to sit down and have these kinds of substantive conversations with prospective clients. How does the sales and marketing thing work? Is that you out shaking the bushes or what?
There is, yeah. We've got a great team of client service directors all throughout, but all will go out for particular expertise like this and accompany the client service directors and act as a product expert when it comes down to these types of conversations. So most of our client service directors are very well-informed people, very intelligent people. When they get into the nuts and bolts of something like a Hyperion product, they may bring myself or someone on my staff along with them just to get it over the top, to really express to the client that we know what we're talking about and we can deliver the goods for them.
Now, were you part of any of the education in this show?
Yes, I'm trying to keep up as much on the education as possible.
But were you presenting?
No, I did not do any presenting.
But do you ever do that?
Yes, I do a lot of presenting.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to just kind of get a feel for what was going on
right.
here this year
it's
before I jumped
show,
in the water.
Huh?
Absolutely.
This is your first time at Oracle Open World, right?
Yes, it is.
I mean,
Correct.
It's an awful lot to take in, even without the yacht races, right? I mean,
yeah,
even take that out of the equation, there's still a lot going on around
Absolutely,
here.
Absolutely, yeah.
So help us wade through the, because Lee doesn't understand, all the acronyms, the IM, the EPM, the... It's all kind of the same thing or no?
It's different shades of the same color.
Right.
Yeah, so IM, information management. EPM is
Enterprise Performance
Management. So it's more talking. IM is kind of the whole ball, if you will.
Right.
Enterprise Performance Management is a slice of that ball, talking about the tools that may sit on top of your general ledger systems. ERP is mostly your general ledger systems, which would be your general ledger and those tools that or the modules that support that, order to cash, accounts payable, so on and so forth.
And tax, too. Now, isn't Hyperion dealing with tax now?
They are. They've come up with a new tax module that's built off the Hyperion platform. It's basically
but
pre-built.
That's new, right?
Absolutely, it is.
So you're helping your clients with that as well?
You know what? We haven't had an opportunity to really dig into that as of this point in time, but we'd be happy to be given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a little bit of a learning curve on our part at this point in time.
Now, what about the users groups? How does that impact your business? Are you active in the users groups?
We are very active in the user groups. You have to. It's a small community. It's a big community, but you find there's a lot of people that you come across quite frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very helpful to stay involved in the user communities from a networking perspective, from a client reach perspective. I go to as many of the user groups as possible. I'm fortunate enough to be in the New York metro area, so I can hit New York
and New Jersey
and Philadelphia
right.
and so on down the line.
There's enough to keep you busy there.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I frequent them.
And you're not taking shots in the dark trying to figure out what the client wants, what they have challenges with, what they need. You're actually getting it from the people who are using the products and services, right?
Absolutely. Stay well connected with them, learn what's going on, stay on the cutting edge.
Right.
The user groups are actually great in that you're getting live demonstrations on what's going on and what people are doing with the tools and how they're taking it and customizing it and making it their own, and gives you great ideas so that you can go back to a customer and say, hey, you know, you guys are doing this. I saw somebody that
right.
did this. This is awesome. And then, you know, it's a wow factor for the customers.
And the
Everybody
best,
loves automation.
Right, and the best practices you're getting from all these disparate groups using the same stuff. That must be
Absolutely.
Good for you in terms of education and disseminating your own thought leadership.
That's correct. Yes, it is.
Now, parts of the Hyperion suite moving closer and closer to being on the cloud. Is there something in the cloud yet? Is that coming? Where are we on all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there is. Well, Hyperion Planning is...
Planning, okay.
Yes, it will be in the cloud, or it is in the cloud at this point in time.
We're getting close, right?
Yeah, the whole suite will eventually be in the cloud. I think the laggard right there is the HFM product. I think they said by mid-next year, HFM will be in the cloud. So we'll have the whole suite in the cloud. They've moved to mobility, which is awesome. That's always been a bit of a lag
right.
on that product
mm-hmm.
set.
That's important. Everybody now expects it mobile.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to be on the golf course and yeah. approve budgets.
Sure.
I mean,
who wouldn't love that, right?
Well, yeah. I was encouraged to hear the attention toward the tax guys because they've been a little neglected, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Poor tax guys. Yeah, absolutely. We'd all be done. We'd all be finishing up, and the tax guys would be standing there. What about us?
They're in the back, right? Everyone's ignoring them.
Yeah, help me.
Now, what about from when you have a consultancy like yours, how hard is it to attract and retain the consultants?
You know what? We've got a great model, and I've got a great team around us and a great organization. I've been with the company for over 12 years, and I can't imagine working anywhere else. Great group of people. We do have an easy time attracting people. It's actually just finding the right skill set out there and making sure that the person...
The right fit.
Exactly. It's the right fit for our organization. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that it's going to be a long-term relationship.
Right.
So how does that... Walk us through that relationship with a brand new client. Kind of paint the engagement cycle for us, if you will. Particularly the front end. How does that work?
You mean like actually connecting with the client?
Yeah,
right, like branding a brand new client. How does that occur?
Well, a lot of it comes through contacts. You know, we do a lot of, referrals, networking. You know, we're constantly going. I mean, you know, your day doesn't end at 5 o'clock when you're in these types of roles.
Sure.
You're going to client dinners or networking events, right. You know, lunch.
Sometimes it's 5:15 or 5:30.
Yeah, occasionally.
All right, so then you get the initial piece of business, but what is that like? Is it sitting down and reviewing what the Excel sheets they now have in place? Is that the
well,
is that like
they
step
bring
one?
Out Excel, then you're like high-fiving, right? You know, you got to like, this is going to be, we'll be here for...
This is an engagement here. So we'll sit down and we'll kind of understand what their needs are and go through
right.
it. Depending on the client, there may be a formal RFP process that goes down.
Uh-huh.
Other clients, we may just have something informal. They may have a need, a backfill need for a short period of time.
Right.
An administrator to get them through a job search or something like that. Or they may be formalizing an implementation process. We recently started a project about a month ago with a client we've had a long-term relationship with personally, and now we've got a formalized business relationship with this client. We're looking at their entire business process from a systems perspective within the CFO organization. So we've brought a team in. We went through a formal RFP process, actually somewhat of an informal RFP process. They didn't have an RFP, but we put together a proposal.
A wired RFP.
Exactly, yeah.
I like
air mails.
Right.
Here's my thoughts. Now see if you can put that on a piece of paper.
Yes, we can. Now, I bet it helps you, since you have presence all over the place, that if you do good work with somebody in New York and they need you in Europe, that's an easy conversation.
That has to be a real advantage, yeah?
It is. We're actually negotiating with a global client at this point in time. We had done work for them in Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
and the New York office reached out to us. They liked the work we had done and asked us to propose on a project that they're doing. It'd be a team of about 20 persons working on the projects in all corners of the world. So it's nice to have those relationships, do a good job, walk away, and hopefully get more business down the road.
Well, the CFOs must love this product, service, and you guys as a team, because this is so measurable. I mean, you can see in a hurry the impact that having Hyperion is having on your operation, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Those savings are immediately visible, are they not?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, from the high quality of information that they're getting
from
the business.
Right.
Absolutely.
The CFOs love it and the CIOs, right?
Absolutely. It's, you know what? It's a no-brainer on both ends of it.
You know, the C's don't always agree like that. It's nice to get them all simpatico. Okay, so what's next for you? Where are you going to be investing, you personally, your energy, time, and effort in the coming months?
Within the business?
Yeah.
Growing it. Growing it as much as possible. Finding good people to staff it up so that we can get some sustainability.
Oh, so you're on the recruiting side too, yeah?
I'm on all sides.
Oh, wow.
So how deep is your radio host bench?
Yeah.
Even less deep than my Hyperion bench at the moment, which isn't good.
Okay, so we interrupted you. So there's a recruiting piece and going out and securing more engagement, Chess.
Yes, correct. Yeah, so it'll be both sides of it. I've got a great recruiter that works directly with me.
Mm-hmm.
She's back in New Jersey right now, just pounding away, trying to find as many good people as possible. And then, you know, getting the clients out there and doing as much work to make sure we fit their needs.
All right, so let's help him get the word out. Let's make sure that our listeners know where to get in touch with you and have a more substantive conversation on any of these topics. What's the best website, email, coordinates for them to get to?
RGP.com would be the best way. Going to give out an email address?
Absolutely, sure.
Ahead.
Contact me directly if you need help. It's akoudray@rgp.com. That's akoudray@rgp.com.
All right, Alan Coudray, thanks so much for visiting with us, man.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Oracle Open World 2013.